Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is to build a big business. Now, myself and guests here, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can simply dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, it has been super busy. This has been like one of the busiest seasons of my entire life, and I am definitely looking at reorganization as things are coming together. It's all good, though, family. It's all good, and so thank God for systems. Thank God for systems. Thank God that, you know, he can give us guidance, and he'll never give us more than we can bear, and that's even good or bad. Like when you start now moving into overflow. And this is what we're training you here at Power Start Your Day. Now, understand that while you're in training, you may see some results now, but I can assure you if you stay consistent and you keep pressing through, you will be one of the top network marketers, not just in your company, in the industry. In the industry. But that is only for those who apply. Not only the works, but also the faith that is being taught here at Power Start Your Day. Because you know that faith without works is dead, but faith is what activates the hand of God. I see some of you guys start buckling at the knees way too early in the game. Faith is what activates the hand of God. I already see you guys coming in the queue. You remember from yesterday, first mover's advantage, you started moving in the queue. Smart. You got geniuses on this line. You guys are now starting to understand the mindset of top leaders. I see people already moving into the queue. I want to congratulate you in advance. So we have been talking about the five mistakes that most network marketers make, and most people don't know that they're making mistakes. It's obvious. Why? Because what school did you go to? I mean, did Harvard or Princeton or whatever teach you how to be a top network marketer? As a matter of fact, I think it is Harvard that has like a class or degree in network marketing now, because they're saying, come on, you got these people who are earning, like out-earning our Ivy League, you know, old school stuff, telling them this is what you got to do, doctor, lawyer, attorney, and then you have these people who dropped out of school, some of them, and then they're making millions of dollars. Hey, we got to at least teach a little bit of this stuff. But come on, do you really think that the professors that are teaching network marketing at Harvard literally have built large organizations in network marketing? They're building it off of theory. Listen, guys, but that's not what's happening at Power Start Your Day. I think some of you all take it for granted that you have a top earner in the industry waking up every morning offering you advice, offering you very clear direction on how you can take your spot at the top. So you think, like, you know what, this, I can just keep listening, and I'll take action whenever I want because I can depend on Old Faithful to get on the line. But I'm going to tell you what God does. I'm operating in obedience in this season. And key operative word is season. You are in a season. I am in a season. And seasons are always preparation for the next level. Seasons are always preparation for the next level, for the next season. So if I were for you guys, I would take very good notes and take very big actions on what you hear at Power Start Your Day, because I don't know what God has in store for me, but I know I can hear him. And when he moves me into that next season, I cannot promise you that this call is going to be part of that season. Now, I don't even know where that came from, because I just came from dropping off Caden to school, and I just let the Holy Spirit, whenever I am running close on time with you guys, I let the Holy Spirit, I just tell him, you take full control. So we're about to go into prayer collaboratively, corporately, so we're all on the same page here. 5 mistakes most network marketers make. You want to stop making these mistakes. So let's go to the Lord together, and then we're going to call out our word for today. And I know some days I do the word before prayer, some days the prayer before word. But I got the word for you. I got the word for you. My God, I'm so excited this morning. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We thank you for this day that you've made, and we are so glad that we have another opportunity in the land of the living. We're going to make good of this 24 hours that you've given us. 1,440 minutes. Each one of them a miracle. Each one of them a gem. And so we are going to be joyous and glad that you've given us another opportunity for this day. Dear Lord, we are asking you for forgiveness, but we're taking you for granted that each day that you've given us, that we may have not done what you've asked us to do. Take dominion. And we are beginning to master to you and master learning your word so that we can apply it. We're thanking you that you're giving us your grace and your mercy, that we're getting better and better each day. Dear Lord, as we're coming to you on this day, humbly but boldly before your throne, we're making our petitions made known, and some of us, our petitions are different. Some of us, it's just that we want to walk in obedience. Some of us, we want to walk in courage. Some of us, we want to just get rid of procrastination. And some of us, we need to pray for humility, being grateful for as far as you've taken us so that you will trust us to take us the next step, the next level. And we know that as we're circumcising our heart, it's becoming pure towards helping your people. We know that you say you are just. You will not forget us. You'll reward us as we are diligently seeking you, not the riches, not the fame, not the glory, unless it's in your name. We honor you. We thank you for all the people that you're sending us from the north, south, east, west, even now. All of the people under the sound of my voice, we're moving on one accord into an abundant life, allowing the Holy Spirit to take full control, full control. You are welcome here to take full control, that we will be mindful of you. That we want to stop making these mistakes so we can take the next generation into the fullness of your glory, taking their spot at the top. We're thanking you for the leaders that are being raised up right now in your name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So, guys, listen. The mistakes have gone as such. Right? 5 of them. And we're at number 4. This 4th mistake, I want you guys to come with the spirit of openness, being open. Because it's out of Hebrews again. God took us to Hebrews again today. But he took us to another chapter. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. And you're going to get it once we start talking about what the mistakes are, right? You got it? Hebrews 13 and 7. It says, remember those who rule over you, who has spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. I want you to go, I'm going to read it in the English Standard Version as well. It says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Imitate their faith. So today's mistake we're going to be dealing with here, I don't know if you want to, a little recap, let's go first. Number one, the mistake was most of them, they don't launch their business, right? They don't really launch their business. They just join. They don't really launch their business, right? They don't. Number two, they don't surrender to a system. No accountability. The attendance needs to up-level, and then now that also impacts the action. Number three is they attack, don't attract. We want to make ourselves attractive, that people want to join us, our industry. We discuss that. You want to understand that you need to be serving people. And servitude don't have an attitude. So we already know that when you get very frustrated, when your customers don't answer or they don't come on board when they say, or when your agents or your business partners don't do what they say, and then you're getting all huffy and puffy, you're not coming from a place of servitude. You're coming from a place of self-gratification and becomes very evident, and that's not attractive for leadership or for people that want to do business with you. Because it's very clear you're trying to serve your needs. You got your bills. You got this, but you're not looking at how is it that you're serving people. You can serve. Don't sell. You will become an attraction magnet. Money's going to start running you down. But then now number four, this is one of the mistakes. People focus on production, but they don't focus on duplication. Focus on production, but don't focus on duplication. And right along with this is that people, they want to lead, but they don't want to follow. Now, what I want you guys to understand in network marketing, I want you to pull up your back offices and your companies, and I want you to take a look there, and I want you to look for patterns. The patterns in your back office tell you what is it that you are inciting for people to duplicate. Not what you tell them, it's what you're doing. See, we think that in network marketing, that our team are like our children, where you can say, do as I say, not as I do. Remember that? We were raised, most of us were raised in that era, and most of us are still raising our children in that era, where we would tell them, you can be anyone you want to be. But then we're in business, and we're slouching on the fly. We're not actually putting in the work, and we somehow, some way, think that the dollars are just going to be flying in our mailbox when we were busting our buns on somebody's 9-to-5. We forgot that when you put in the work, you start getting paid your worth. When you put in the work, you start getting paid your worth. And so what you have to realize is at whatever level you are getting paid your worth at that level. So if you feel you're worth more, then you put in more work. Until you start seeing the power of duplication and compounding in your business. If you feel you're not getting paid what you're worth, so meaning that you feel like you're worth more, put in more work. Look in your back office. This is an assignment. You know, we go through these assignments because I want you guys to see what I'm talking about. You know, I need you to understand that this is a ministry for me, but I don't want you to get all clogged up with thinking I'm just your only source for the word. You need to read it yourself. You've got to go back into the word. The Holy Spirit will give me these scriptures to go along with the training so you can understand the correlation between what God really wants for you, which is to take the spot at the top, and he needs you to understand how to apply this word. It's the applied wisdom. It's not the procrastination that you keep doing. It's not the thinking till you make it what you keep doing. It's not the pretending to your upline that you're doing the work when you're not. Guys, your uplines are not God. Your company is not God. And the person who gives you the ability to gain wealth sees you every hour of the day. You're straight naked to him every hour of the day. So your heart, your mind, your work, that he can see. So when you guys get to understand that if he is the one, the promotion comes from God, that you can, that you're getting it from him, you'll stop putting on a facade that you're actually duplicating what your leaders are telling you to do and just start doing it. I can tell you this one thing. God has never placed an upline in my level, in my career, that has walked me through the success to where I am. So he has to be my upline, God, Holy Spirit. So that's the reason why I'm just fanatic about him, because I go back and I look and say, OMG, you deem me worthy of this level of success, and there was no one to tell me you do this, you do that, you turn right, you turn left, you do two and two, you do two and three. It would be me waking up in the midnight hour asking God, show me. But I didn't say, show me for me. I said, show me for your people. Because I would wake up and say, my God, how blessed I am. And I made all these mistakes. And then now, you know, from this hairstylist to the real estate and then the insurance, and you just keep elevating me. I want to see more of your people walk in this. And guess what? One day he told me, not just pass, but just one day he said, I need them to have the heart you have. So that's why I always keep talking about heart, not the head, because God told me that you guys don't have the heart. It's still really about you underlyingly. You cannot fake the funk with God. It don't work. So let's talk about this duplication here. Hebrews 13:7. It says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. The reason why this scripture is so relative is because people's opinions, if it don't line up with God, it's not the truth. Hello? A person's opinion, hypothesis, even if you've seen success, if you cannot align it some kind of way with the principles of God, it might get you some way, but it ain't getting you to the top and keeping you at the top. I am going to help you understand that you might have some success, but if it cannot align with the word of God, like meaning if you're doing anything that is in secret where you can't tell everybody like what's really happening, that means that it's now in secret. So whatever is in the dark is going to come to the light. And light will always overtake dark. So what I'm wanting you guys to know is you build your business with pure heart, clean hands, with the principles, you still going to get rich. You still going to have more than enough. They still going to call your name from the stage. They focus on production, not duplication. Look through your back office and see, okay, I'm producing, but how many other people are producing? You're looking for the patterns. Every compensation plan in network marketing is going to reward you for a certain type of pattern in your back office. For some people, they may say they cut you off at a 60 or 40% rate. For some people, they require you to create certain types of leadership or leadership with certain types of clusters or requirements in order for you to get to the next level. So when you look in your back office and you cannot see the pattern that's being rewarded highly, you're not having duplication. So now you're only thinking about how many more people do I need to get instead of thinking about how many more people do your people need to get. I don't know if you hear me today. I need you to unplug not your natural ears, but your spiritual ears, and take a real good look in the mirror on today and say, am I really serving, and am I really looking out for the welfare of my people so that I can see them moving and I'm automatically going to move? At what point in time am I going to stop thinking about my myopic view, my scarcity mindset, my poverty mindset? At what point in time am I going to stop that and start looking at abundance? And abundance always includes more people than just you. Hello, somebody. I don't know what's going on here this morning. Holy Spirit going crazy. Listen. He going off on you and me, because let me tell you something. This morning, I just went to drop training off, and after I'm done here, I'm going in and do some training, some personal development for myself. And I know somebody, he going to shake him up this morning. Who is it? We're going to open up the line. He says, you want to be able to be honest? Let's go ahead. Oh, you said that we overcame. Oh, my God. What is going on this morning? What is going on this morning? What is going on this morning? I'm about to open up the line. Oh, my gosh. I'm about to open up the line. Let me try to. You can't say no, Holy Spirit. You tell him to go and take over. Then you start just doing what? Everything, anything. Tell the truth on this line this morning. And I need some people to come in on this line. You're standing and you keep watching and watching and watching. Ain't nothing happening in your back office. Ain't nothing happening because you still watching, and God wants you to start doing. He wants you to start participating. He needs you to release all them, all those lies you've been telling yourself that you can't do this, and you're making every excuse in the book that it's somebody else's fault. He's saying, release it so I could actually do something in your business. That's what he's saying to you today. Come on here. Let's go on and open up this line. Good morning. We want to get some other voices on here. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, 201, 4240, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. This is Dana out of New Jersey.
Hey, Dana,
you know.
My
yes,
Lord,
I had to come on through this morning. Nicola. You know, one of the things in this series that has me on fire, especially in this season, I don't know what's happening, but the energy is just tremendous in this season. So as you were speaking this morning, what dropped in my spirit was simply this. Yesterday, my girl Rochelle got on, and I was listening, and oh, my goodness. Jotted down some notes. I tried to get in the queue. I know it was a little late, but this morning I said, oh, no, I will be in the queue early. It was dropped in my spirit. It was simply this as you were speaking. You know, your success has to be selfless, cannot be tied to you.
Yes,
when I got that clear in my head, you know, now let's not get it confused. Yes, we all have those expenses in our life. We understand that network marketing and our careers are going to allow us to provide for our families in a specific way. But what I understand very clearly is that those rewards will come from me being selfless. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. And because of that, I'm not tied to the end result. So when you hear someone saying, not now, when you hear someone saying, not today, when you hear someone saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this, okay, I got you, no problem. My success is so selfless, I'm on fire to see what's going to happen with everyone else. And ironically, when I had gotten myself into that mindset, people just started, like Rochelle said yesterday, you get the phone calls, Dana, I'm ready now. I'm almost in tears again. Y'all know I'm emotional Sally over here.
There we go.
It's just amazing. Your success has to be selfless. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Nicola.
There we go. You are so welcome. Good morning. Listen, guys, this is what I need you guys to understand. Yesterday, we were in Hebrews 6 and 10. Today, Hebrews 13 and 7, we know that the book of Hebrews is the faith book. Faith. This is the book that God says, I can't do nothing with you without this thing here called faith. As a matter of fact, it was like almost despicable to God that, hey, even if like I've been with you guys walking for this long, oh, he of little faith, God, maybe. And I got to keep showing the word. You see the success of other people. That's God. He showed you other people that could have been in your same, come from your same industry or background. He's showing you people who probably didn't have what you think is as much success as you prior. He's showing you people, what do you think that is? He's showing you that you could do it too. But you don't have enough faith. That's why you're still complaining and you get all anxious and you get all whatever. Listen, that don't work with God. He said, be anxious for nothing. And he told you exactly what you need to do. You need to pray. You need to something. You need to go to work, golly. Just go to work. Go to work. Go to work. Stop it. Go to work. Good morning. Good morning. 973-9242. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me? This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, what's this, the Jersey crew? Good
yes,
morning.
This is just the Jersey crew. Man. I don't even know where to start.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Yesterday, me too, tried to get in right after Rochelle because it just lines back up to our conversation that we had on the night, all of us, me, you, Dana, Rochelle, when we were at dinner. So since then, I'm like, you know, well, let me take on to this faith thing because I remember asking you what made you do this series. And you told your story, and I'm like, oh, he talked to you just like that?
Yeah,
so. So I was like, you know, how about me? Come talk to me. And he's been talking, and I didn't realize the little snippets that I used to say to my team that all of them, I used to say, look, the faithful will be fruitful. You know, are we going to reap the benefits of our consistency? Just like Rochelle was saying yesterday, when I tell you, they just call and saying, I've been watching you. And I'm like, wait, well, I didn't even do anything but post a picture or a tip or something of that nature. And I was just like, dog, somebody's really watching me. So at this point, like she said, be selfless. You also have to be mindful of who you want to attract in this season, because those that are being connected to us will propel us to the next level. So, and I'm saying that to say just how you're in Hebrews now. When we were talking in on the 9th of September, I told you how Hebrews 11:6 came to me that morning, how it just jolted out of my spirit. But since you're in today, you're in Hebrews 13, I went down to 17 because I've been dealing with submitting to those that have rule over me. And I was just like, wow. And then when you said, you know, we're in Hebrews today, I was like, oh, my goodness. So I'm just at a mindful submission period. That's it.
Listen, we go. Submitting to a system, right? We're talking about these mistakes. Surrendering to a system. And then now we're talking about duplicating and not only what your leaders are doing, but even their faith level. Do you understand it takes a bigger level of faith for bigger results? It takes a person saying, I don't know what's on the other side, but I know it's better than where I am now. I'm going to go for it. The faith, the thing that's stopping you from picking up the phone and just do your 2 to 5 every single day, but then you'll pick up the phone and listen on how to do the 2 to 5 every day, but you won't do your 2 to 5 every day. Guys, this is starting to be madness. And it's starting to be insanity. Doing the same thing that's not getting you the result, expecting a result. Come on, that God gave us not fear, but sound mind and power. What a sound mind and power is when your mind tells you that what I'm doing, I'm not doing enough to get the results that I want. So I need to stop talking that I'm not getting the results because I know I ain't doing the work to get the results. Come on now. We got to do a little bit better here. Good morning. Good morning. Where we at right now? Good morning. 404-418-2870. I think I got out of order, but we're going to go with you. Good morning. 2870 is the last four. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sarah. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Miss Sarah. How are you?
Oh, my girl, I tell you, I'm sorry. I hopped in the queue early, too, this morning. But this morning, everything that you said was strictly for me, beyond a shadow of doubt, because I have been doing this. I've been trying to duplicate everything that you say, too. And then I was saying, oh, my God, you told me to look at my back office. I was looking at my production, and I was like, oh, my God. My production sucks. It just absolutely sucks. I mean, for us, me enrolling my people myself. And I looked at the fact that I said, oh, my goodness, Sarah, your problem, your biggest problem, well, first of all, I'm getting those left and right. But then when I got to thinking about what I have really been doing, and that's focusing on all of my people. If you look at my back office, your own self, you're going to see what I've been focusing with my people and getting their production up, but it's like I've been slacking on my own. I'm like, God, why are these people saying no to me? And the Lord dropped it in my spirit as well, and I enjoyed Rochelle yesterday too, but the Lord dropped it in my spirit as well. It's not about me. It ain't even about me. Take your eyes off of yourself and focus on what I have put you in place to do, and that's serve people, and that's pretty much what I've done all my life. So I got a call from a fellow person yesterday, one of the fellow agents. He asked me to give one of her agents a call and encourage her, and I called that agent up, and I almost felt like this woman pretty much set me up on a mountain that I didn't feel worthy that I deserved because of my own production. But then when I thought about how the inspiration of what I receive on a daily basis from Power Start, and I began to share with her what she needed to do and things I don't even know where it was coming from, but I know I've heard you say it. And I'm like, oh, my God, Lord, my life is to serve others and to help them even when I don't think it's working for me. And if I can tell it to somebody else just in the duplication of the system, I done something. So I begin to tell God, Lord, I thank you, although it may not seem like I'm doing what I needed to do, and for myself is concerned, I knew that in the Holy Spirit that I was doing what I needed to do about helping somebody else. And when I hung up that phone with that young lady, oh, my God, it's just like the Holy Spirit just poured out showers of joy over me. So, therefore, I know what you said this morning. It is so true. You don't attack, you attract. And it ain't even about me and what I do for myself, but it's what I do for others. And when I look at the Word of God, He tells me it's what I do for Christ that's going to stand. And that conversation yesterday was for Christ. And today I feel like that message that you gave, it was for me. And thank you, Nicola, because, girl, you just allow God to just trample all over you and saturate you with just what we all need. So thank you, sweetheart.
You are so, so welcome. Listen, guys, you know, I can tell you this, and Miss Sarah is sharing, like, you know what? When the revelation starts coming over you, and by the way, Barbara, He is always speaking. It's just, are we listening for Him? It's about, it says, you know, you got to open up your spiritual. You got to open up yourself to say, my spirit is open. Most people's spirit is closed because of their experiences, the drama that's going on in their life, and they don't even understand that drama is what God wants to use for you to begin to understand who the true you is and say that you got to stop saying, I'm in, but I'm coming out. Everything got to stay in motion or it dies. So if your business is not moving, it's dying. You've got to stay in motion. You can't fake motion. You can't fake it. Someone's showing up and I look in the back office, I see the patterns. I already know what you've been doing and I know what your people have been doing. So don't even go there with me. When I look back there, I'm the last person you want to look back there. Stop having your uplines look in the back office when you know you ain't been putting in the work back there. Let me tell you guys something. It's your business partner. Your upline is also your business partner. All of us have to carry our weight. Everybody has to do their part. And what you do all week long is only accumulation of what you've been doing all day long throughout the week. I'm going to say it one more time. So then now when your energy starts going low, your energy going low and you're not serving, you're not coming from a place of serving, you're going to get way more no's than you get yes. People don't want to join drama. Hello? They don't. And people don't want to spend their money just so you can pay your bills. No, they don't. But they do want to know how do what you do benefit them. Yeah, they do. They'll put up that money if there's something in it for them. Yep. Yep. Guys, it says duplicate the faith. That faith ain't got enough that I would get up on this call every day and not think that it's going to affect how it's going to affect me, my money, my business. Because when I am doing this, you guys understand that it is time away from my work. But God said, this is your work. You said you want to walk in purpose. This is what I purposed you for. And every time I'm doing what God wants me to do, he'd be in the background working on the things that I think I should be working on. I can tell you right now, when I get off this line, I do it exactly what I tell you to do. I'm going into my personal development. I'm going into my follow-up calls. I'm going up into doing what I tell you guys to do. And guess what? At this level of my business, I can choose not to. I can say this is it for me. But it says spot at the top. Spot at the top. God bless you guys. Put in the work. Put in the work. Whew, at the top, no whining allowed. Work. What's that, Rihanna song? You know, that's the jam right there. Bless you.